The Antichrist. During the last days, there will be two specific individuals, the Antichrist and the false prophet. This pamphlet teaches us how to recognize the Antichrist. The word Antichrist in the original Greek is avrichristus, which is translated in the Bible as Antichrist. Anti to us means against. Anti in the original Greek means instead of. Antichrist literally means instead of Christ or the replacement of Christ. In 1 John 2:22 it says he is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. The Son is Jesus. John the Revelator saw the Antichrist as a beast that was like a leopard with the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. So he doesn't just talk, he is a mover and a shaker and takes the world by storm fast as a leopard. Revelation 13 verse 2. And he gets on his feet during the collapse of the financial system, the bear market, with the socialist ideology of Russia, the bear, while his big mouth of a lion will roar with blasphemy. He, the Antichrist, shall work deceitfully and become strong with the small people, it says in Daniel 11, 23. The small people are like the flood of multitudes coming out on the streets in support of him. A small people can also translate as a few people. In this case, it would refer to the few people who pull the strings behind the scenes and the social media. Most likely, it is a combination of both, and he needs both to help him to become strong. He starts out with a 7-year peace plan, and he will bring peace in a world of war, chaos, and financial meltdown. It says in Daniel 9:27, he will confirm an agreement with many, most likely the UN, for 7 years. It includes a settlement with Israel and Palestine. It is a holy covenant, according to Daniel, so it will have religious implications, according to Daniel 11:31. The Jews will be able to build their third temple and reinstate animal sacrifice. Jerusalem will become an international religious capital for Jews, Muslims, and Christians. The pact, the peace treaty, will do away with nationalism and local currencies, and the world will be divided into 10 political economic regions. The 10 horns are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power in 1 hour with the beast, which is in Revelation 17:15. He brings economic recovery and employment, and he enters even the fattest places, according to Daniel 11:24. The Antichrist will advise the fattest places, which are no doubt the World Bank, the IMF, and the big financial institutes, because none are fatter. He'll do what his fathers and his grandfathers have not done. He shall scatter the riches. So he is shrewd, and to win people, he will do what has never been done before by the fathers and the grandfathers of the financial families. These families are behind the fattest places and have accumulated most of the world's wealth. These are supporting him to win. To gain the allegiance of the nations, he will erase parts or all of their national debts to the World Bank and the IMF. He will give support to those who have the RFID, the radio frequency identification implant, to win their loyalty, because money power rules. What else is in his bag of tricks? He has the wisdom of the devil to wrap us around his little finger. The dragon gave him his power and great authority, says in Revelation 13:2. He is the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. John 8:44. He promotes witchcraft. He shall cause craft to prosper. Daniel 8:25. He does away with the God delusion. Blaspheme against God. Daniel 11:36. He promotes the LGBTQ because he has no desire of women. Daniel 11:37. He gives robots positions of administration. A God whom his fathers knew not shall he cause to rule over many. Daniel 11:37 and 38. He will give away land to gain solidarity. He shall divide the land for gain, Daniel 11:38. There will be major promotional drives for people to take the RFID implant, Revelations 13:16 through 18. This will be proof of our world citizenship and that we are not quote-unquote aliens planning to invade and take over the world. Awestruck by this replacement of Christ, and we worshipped the devil and the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast?" in Revelations 13 verse 4. While we are awestruck and in total admiration of this replacement of Christ, he prepares the world's worst tyranny that we have ever encountered in all of history. Once we have the RFID implant, we will have to obey the party line. Otherwise, we can be abducted anywhere, anytime, any place, for either re-education or elimination. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, says Joel in 3:14. He makes war to enforce peace in the Middle East. The first war he wins and gains a lot of wealth. He returns to his land with great riches, Daniel 11:28. With the second war, he plans to invade Israel, but he retreats as Israel's allies interfere. The ships of Kittim shall come against him, therefore shall he be grieved and return, it says in Daniel 11:30. Now, Kittim is the old name for Cyprus, and since Cyprus got her independence in 1960, the UK has kept two SBAs, sovereign base areas, there, from which the RAF operates together with the US. Now, at this time, there is war in heaven, and the war is won, and it comes to earth. It says, there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon was cast out into the earth, and his angels with him. Revelation 13:7-9. Satan possesses the Antichrist full-time, and multitudes will get demon-possessed. The Antichrist survives an assassination attack, and in order to have a buffer against any further attacks, the false prophet will get people to make a human android to speak for the Antichrist. The false prophet will give life to the image of the beast and that it will speak, Revelation 13:15. Now, under a cloak of science, he will order the demons to enter the image. If demons can operate Ouija boards, then they can manipulate the sensitive micro-mechanisms of the image and make it look like it is alive. As demons are operating the image, it becomes a mouthpiece for them, for Satan, and for the Antichrist, demanding mankind to worship it. Next is a military intervention. The prophet Daniel wrote, "In the middle of the 7 years, he shall stop the animal sacrifice and place the abomination of desolation." That's in Daniel 9:27. So after 3.5 years, the Antichrist sends the peacekeepers into the temple to stop the animal sacrifice and place the abomination, which is the image of the beast. And this is when we get a repeat of Hitler, of Stalin, and of Pol Pot. This is when the tribulation starts. Jesus said, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then shall be great tribulation." Matthew 24:15-21. Absolute mayhem commences. This tribulation period is the second half of the last 7 years. 3.5 years are left. It is cited 8 times in the Bible as 42 months, time and times and half a time, and as 1260 days. Now, back then, they had the lunar calendar, which counted 360 days per year. 1260 days divided by 360 is 3.5 years. So as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, Revelation 13:15. And all this happens in the name of science. And if we refuse the RFID and refuse to worship that goddamned, it's damned by God, talking puppet as our God, it will give us the death sentence. The parable of the wheat and the tares. Jesus said, "I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares," in Matthew 13, verse 30. The Antichrist's assignment is to separate the tares from the wheat. Thus, he is one of the reapers, the grim one, I would say. And his job is to gather together the tares. He binds them in bundles with the RFID chip. When that job is done, his 7-year tenure is over. The Lord gives him permission to make war with the saints to see where each one's heart is at. We really don't realize how important we are. We really don't realize how important we are, but the Antichrist and the false prophet are to sort through each of us. Whoso loses his life for my sake shall save it, it says in Luke 9:24. To show that God is not too pleased with the persecution of his children, the angels sound the 7 tribulation trumpets to keep the Antichrist and his cronies busy and in panic with meteors and asteroids. War number 3. At the time of the end, he shall enter also into the glorious land, which is Israel, and many countries shall be defeated, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, which is Jordan, and their chief. Daniel 11:41. Their chief is probably still the wise king Abdullah, who has been kind to the war victims from the surrounding countries of him. War number 4 is the nuclear war. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore shall he go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly make away many, it says in Daniel 11:44. So Israel's allies in the north are preparing for full-scale war. Also, an army of 200 million is amassing in the east for the final jihad. The Antichrist cannot face both simultaneously, so he presses the red button for an atomic first strike against Israel's allies, the US and the UK. Babylon is destroyed. Before the bombs reach, Babylon launches a retaliatory strike against the armies in Israel and against Russia. It says in Zechariah 14:12 and Ezekiel 39:6. Now, at this time, Jesus comes to gather his children. When the bombs are exploding, it happens. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. These are the nuclear after effects. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:29-30. His children rise up to the marriage supper while the world suffers the nuclear aftermath, and they gather their armies together against the alien invasion. So next is Armageddon.